So, in half of English schools, standards of teaching are less than adequate. Rita Chakrabarty has the details.
Good teaching is essential if the nation's children are to fulfil their potential. But today's report by Ofsted suggests that many schools are simply failing to provide. It says too much teaching is dull and uninspiring, and the quality is too variable across the board, with even good schools having pockets of poor teaching. Burlington Danes Academy in West London was a failing school with high truancy rates and difficulty recruiting new staff. It's now substantially improved and rated good by Ofsted. The head who helped turn it around says teaching is key.
The quality of teaching is the most important thing. I actually agree with what the government appear to be saying, that the best teacher training is actually often done in the schools. In my experience, it's a really good environment to learn to practice the craft.
Of the schools it inspected this year, Ofsted said 50% of secondaries failed to get a good or outstanding rating for their teaching. The same applied to 43% of primary schools.
This school has turned itself around, but Ofsted says there's too much teaching that's dull and uninspiring, and that progress in too many schools rated simply satisfactory is just too slow.
With the school's inspector saying poor teachers should be taken out of the classroom, parents at one South London primary had mixed views about teaching quality.
I think it starts from the top down, that the head teachers, if they have the right motivational qualities to lead their team appropriately, then that'll get passed on to the children.
There are a lot of pressures on teachers these days because of Ofsted, you know, and their standards, you know, they have to meet certain targets. There's a lot of paperwork. And I guess sometimes, you know, it's hard when you've got 30 children actually in a class to actually make class, you know, lessons inspirational.
Tomorrow, ministers unveiled their plans for reforming teaching. Today's report suggests they have their work cut out for them.
Well, dull and uninspiring teaching. I hope not in my classroom, and I hope not in yours, but I guess we're all human. What do you think? Is it borne out in your experience?